Welcome to another installment of Township Entrepreneurs. This is a show that has been developed to give the unsung heroes, the guys that are going out there combating matters of unemployment, developing concepts and ideas that have never been seen before. Guys that have got this burning desire, this hunger, to develop ideas and lifestyles that have never ever been experienced in this country before. This is a show for young and amazing South Africans, young and amazing township entrepreneurs. And someone whispered in my ear and said, if I come here, I'll be met by an elixir, but not just an elixir of life. So join us today as we interview this amazing entrepreneur. And as I'll be drinking from the elixir of vision, you'll be tuning in. Yeah, it's a...
Hi, I'm Du, the owner of this place, which is called Dubesang Lifestyle Village. Obviously, I'm a township entrepreneur. This place, my man, these guys are giving lifeline to this place, you know. This place called Dubesang Lifestyle Village, which we've called it. You know, we just came up with the name with my team because I've just created, or rather started, a team which is going to facilitate the operations of this joint, you know. So I'm excited about the venture, and it's got a lot of potential. When we sit down and when we do these mini shows, you know, it's showing a great potential, you know. So as I'm saying, these guys are giving a lifeline because I'm running this this business, you know, and, you know, it's an event and function hire. It's actually giving a financial muscle, you know, and putting in to create a Dubesang Lifestyle Village, which, you know, I can't really extend my excitement around it, as obviously we're going to see a lot of, you know, activities around the place.
So tell me, what inspired the village concept?
The village. In the village, there's a lot of things which take place. In the village, you get artists. In the village, you get craftsmen. In the village, you get entrepreneurs, which, you know, they've got stores and all of that. It's sort of a one-stop event shop, but an exciting feel where you can lay back and relax at the village, you know?
Yeah.
That's what the village is about.
So how did you go from actually having the vision of this place in your head to bringing it to manifestation?
I've slept over a lot of things, you know, and sleeping over them, you know, you wake up and you get inspired, you know. The beautiful thing is I lived around my vision, literally. I live at the house there, which I got to also build, you know, from scratch, from, you know, a box house to quantify to what it's becoming to be.
Yeah.
So I took it from there. You know, if I could do it in the house and make the house look proper, I can do it outside. So every time I stepped out the house, I realized that I can build pillars, you know, I can have a structure. I do PVC manufacturing, you know, I can put up a wall like that, you know. I started crafting it, I started looking at it while I'm building it, you know. So it gave me what I want. I'm inspired by, you know, traveling. You know, I travel, I go to your farmyards, you know, country places, you know, which I think that's where I find most of my tranquility, you know. I'm a person who loves also enjoying his space, you know, so that, you know, I can think, I can refresh, I can rewind, you know. So that's what inspired, you know, a lot of things around how I came up with this place, you know. So I realized, like, why don't you leave your dream? Why don't you, you know, because it's beautiful to make money out of what you love, you know. So that's exactly what inspired most of the things which are happening here, you know.
Just tell me, why in the township?
Yeah. Bulelan, how many times have you traveled outside the township looking for something which you inspire or you long for?
Many times.
Many times. We go to posh places. We go to your Moyos to enjoy a beautiful artistic restaurant. We go to Braamfontein, Kitcheners, to go have a beautiful retro music and, you know what I mean, feel what we want, you know. We go out there to look for those things. Is it because we can't do it in here? What's the problem? Is it we inadequate to do it? What's the problem? Why not here? So that's what came to me, to say, why not here? There's a lot of market which goes out there. Take your Soweto, take your Tembisa, take your Poslaras, you know. They go inside CBD, Joburg, you know. And you find the Jewish boy, they've cultivated Mabone, you know. So are we going there because we don't love it? Are we confused? We love it. What's the situation, you know? We love it. We love the space, and it doesn't belong to an individual or to a race. It doesn't. That's where we get confused. We feel and we take that things belong to a race. They don't. Every individual has a certain feel of flavor, you know, is inspired by a certain thing.
I mean, this is very creative. It's amazing. You touched on, you guys create sales, you created the structure, the tables. I mean, are you naturally a creator? Did you go to school for this? I mean, what sparks this beam of creativity? I mean, do you have a mentor? What is it?
Look, man, the creativity, you know, because obviously now I reflect, I sit back and try to think, how the heck do I come up with these things, you know? But one of the things which I start tapping in, you know, you need to go background, you know? My father is an entrepreneur. He used to do things which he never went to school for. He used to be a artisan, you know, they used to boilermaker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it works with steel. So, you know, I'm trying to tap into the space that I know he never really did courses for that, you know what I mean? I couldn't help but to think it can only be the genes which, you know, I have inherited in terms of, you know, but only now I'm starting to discover that those genes, they for real, you know, because here I've got an entrepreneurial spirit which says I'm not backing off. No matter what comes, you know, how heavy the rain is, I'm going, you know what I mean? So my dad has inspired that zeal, you know, that craft from me that you don't back off, you know? So within that, not backing off and making sure that these things are done, you start assembling things. You start also acquainting to the right people, because you must remember your spirit and your energies, they only attract those who they'll feel your spirit also. That's how we connect as people, you know? So if your spirit, you know, is hesitant around certain things, you'll see the results will be the same. So I'm very optimistic, you know?
So what are some of the activities that are going to take place?
Wow. Some of them I don't know. But they look great. they seem like they're going to be ecstatic, because I'm also creating a team which is going to be assisting with conceptualizing events, you know, but the common ones which will be taking place, it's your conferencing, as I've got different rooms which are going to be facilitating that, you know. I've created them differently. They've got a different feel, so a person could get to choose that I want this room for my seminar. You've got a dignitary which, you know, that you want to impress, you know. Take them to the classical room, you know. Take them to a room where they will find, wow, this is us, you know what I mean. So that wedding, the hall, I'm going to do weddings there. I'm going to do events like live events, you know, also shows where artists, they come and perform. But, you know, you're Afrocentric, you know, because I want to keep to the standard, you know. Not that I don't like the other genres. you know, every place has its own standard, you know what I mean. And also at that point where there is a certain crowd, you know what I mean, we can facilitate certain things. You know, we are adaptable and, you know. But the space will dictate what it wants, you know. So I'm going to have restaurants, I'm going to have a B&B, I'm going to have a coffee shop, I'm going to have swimming pool, name it. It's going to be in the township, in the village, yeah.
Man, what can I say about today's interview? It was one of the most phenomenal interviews I've ever been a part of. One of the most critical things that we learned today is that vision is very important. Been taken through a mental journey of how this whole thing is going to turn out. But not just that, being able to create stuff out of nothing, the insatiable idealism of being able to be innovative with the little that you have. I mean, a lot of guys struggle in starting businesses or moving their visions forward because their biggest excuse is, I don't have funding, I don't have this and I don't have that. And to see an entrepreneur who has created stuff out of nothing is very amazing. But I mean, one of the biggest things that, yet again, going back to this, that we picked up is that he was purely motivated and inspired by his vision, which pushes him each and every day, which he lives by, which pushes him. So, I mean, it goes back to the statement that without a vision, people will perish. And without a vision, there is no community that will be built up. There are no innovative ideas that will be built up. So, I mean, go out there, work on your vision, develop your vision, because the vision is the lifeline of every business. The vision will govern who you hire, who you don't hire, who you work with, who you don't do business with. So work on your vision, because the vision should come from you, and your vision should be able to tell you what is going to happen tomorrow, next week, and in the next next 5 years. Thank you very much for tuning into an amazing episode of Township Entrepreneurs. Join us again next week. The hashtag is on the screen. Tag people, tag friends. Let's develop an economy within our townships. Thank you very much.